Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Freedom Friday. And what's been on my mind this week is tough, man, because, you know, this is probably one of my deepest topics to date, right? I want to kind of talk about expectations, men's finances, and, you know, just this whole aura of how much money a man should make in order to date a woman. And my thought process, I think some of you women are delirious, right? But I think some of you men are idiots, right? And I say that because women are saying a man should make $50,000, $60,000 for what? For you to pay for the purses, to pay your car note, to buy you flowers every week, 5-star dinners every day? What's the expectation here, right? This is why dating is so bad right now. This is why relationships are failing. This is why marriages are failing. Women are expecting men to make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, and want to date millionaires. But let me be real with you, ladies, right? And let me tell you why you may feel like the expectation is warranted. It's because men today are leading with their money. You're leading with your finances. Men, instead of like presenting yourselves with who you are, this is how I'm going to be, this is how it's going to be, commanding respect, you're leading with your dollars. And this is why women act the way they act. This is why women expect you to pay for everything, because you're leading with finances. You're trying to get this woman to be impressed with how much money you have, how much you're spending on her, instead of being who you are. Setting the tone of this is how it's going to be. Setting yourself for the future for the rest of your life. You rather spend it with your time and energy and money. And when I say women are delirious, are crazy. So you're telling me a man is supposed to take on the major finances that you chose to go out and spend, the impulsive spending that you chose to go out and spend, the impulsive decisions you decided to go out and do. And when you have failed at your own expectations, right, you want the man to clean that up because he's led with finances. And it's not all your fault. A lot of it, this has been going on since the dawn of time, where men have led with money. And I, to this day, I understand it. But to this day, why does it continue to happen? Do men like being broke? Is this a woman's way of saying, this is how you need to take care of me? So women, what you're telling our men is that they can't date you unless you make a certain amount, right? It's like when you're applying for a job. What are your salary requirements? So you're telling me a man has got to have certain salary requirements to date you, to be in a relationship with you for your time. And I want to ask why. Why is that the case? And men, why are you leading with money? Is it the fact that this woman doesn't like who you are? If they don't, then what are you doing with them? Why are you with them? Why are you wasting your time? So let's think hypothetically. A woman is expecting you to make a certain amount of money. You're leading with that money. Do you really think that she's going to respect you? There's an expectation that you're going to get her whatever she wants, however she may want to give it to you, however he wants to give it to her, right? You're leading with money. You're leading with sex. You're leading with the intention of that I'm going to buy whatever you want for you in order for you to realize my value, your value. And I don't get it. Women, what are you thinking? Is men to you nowadays, like, is the dating pool that bad that you're seeing men as a lottery ticket? And men, are you seeing that? Are you going to say to me that you're going to lead with money to the point where you're thinking this woman is a long-term investment? No. It's not. Because when you lead with money, that's all you have. It's not a long-term investment. It's not a thing of happiness. Because what happens if tomorrow you can't make that same amount of money? You think she's going to stick around? No. And you've wasted your time. You've lost identity. You're broke. And women see this on TV, on movies, from social media, and they think this is the way a relationship should be. We're allowing women to control, based off of how much a man needs to have in his wallet, to dictate the terms of dating. And men aren't walking away. You're staying. You think it's cool. You think it's cute. You think it's attractive. You think it's masculine. And it's not. I call it uncooperative women. I call it delusional women. I call men idiots, dumb, loss of identity, loss of direction. You're spending all this money on a woman who potentially may not respect you, doesn't love you for who you are. And a lot of men are content with that. And it's crazy. And it's delusional. And it's dumb. And that's the state of our dating right now. This is the reason why relationships are failing. These are why marriages are failing, because we date someone, we lead with money. The expectation is that when we need to spend a certain type amount of money on a woman, get into a relationship, it's the same thing. And then we marry you, or there's marriage involved, and thinking that you can do a complete 180 and changes. It doesn't change. Just as the way that you meet someone and you're leading with money, you're dating someone and leading with the money in a relationship, you're leading with money. What do you think is going to happen in a marriage? It's going to lead with money. So stop letting women determine how much money you need to have or make in order to fill an expectation that's not up to you. Women, it's not our job to clean up your mess financially. Make better decisions. Correct your impulsive spending. Correct your impulsive decisions. Men, make better decisions on being who you are instead of leading with money. Free yourself. Free yourself with the expectation of leading with money. Free yourself with expecting money to clean up your impulsive decisions and continuing the trend. Because that's exactly what it is. It's a delusional trend. It's what social media wants you to know. It's what you think you deserve to have. It's what TV is telling you. It's what movies are telling you. And that's not reality. So free yourself. I'm Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.